Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, strongly recommend you download the Devil Radio app from the Google Store, Apple Store, from our website. Carry Devil Radio with you on your phone 24-7, wherever you go. Easiest way to listen to it. We're going back to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
That Ron Johnson is criticizing just a change to the mask recommendations as a decrease in our freedom. And what about our freedom to be free from the disease? I mean, he just doesn't seem to. That I think what they want, you know, that they're just more or less posting the devil's page, that advocate's page. That I think they want the disease to come back, the economy to collapse, so they can say, "Oh, see, the Democrats can't do it right. Install us, and we will make things perfect, and just, you know, and let us be in power forever." And install a dictatorship of some kind. I mean, Ron Johnson is an authoritarian in spite of his loving of Ayn Rand. That's just simply economic theory for them. They hate democracy. Ron Johnson really hates, he talks about liberty and freedom, but they actually really, I think they hate liberty and freedom because they oppose, you know, personal liberties, like as far as, as people being gay. They don't think you have liberty to do that. They don't think that women should have the liberty to have access to family planning services. They simply believe in liberty for themselves, you know, and their economic power, and that's it. And whatever it takes to get there, they will do it. They said, you know, Ron Johnson is engaging in semi-criminal behavior by doing this stuff. He has power. People are listening to him. And because he's saying this nonsense, people will die. And it doesn't weigh on his soul at all because he's, you know, one of the elect of God and in his own fevered little mind, and that he thinks, well, that's okay. I mean, if the more people die, the happier he is, I think. And it's sad to say, and he wouldn't admit that, but I think he'd be happy to see the disease return.
You know, it's funny about this, Mark, is it's not funny. You know, 40 years ago, you had said the Republican Party doesn't believe in democracy. I would have said, well, they probably have a different idea from us on some issues. But I think you're right. I don't think they do believe in democracy. And Ron Johnson admitted something yesterday that's incredible. As he was getting on the elevator, he'd already been trashing the January 6th Commission, and a reporter shouted, do you think that the Capitol Police may have saved your life on January 6th? And Ron Johnson, as the elevator door is closing, shouted, yes. Now, how does he run for Senate again? This is a guy who said that he doesn't trust the CIA and the FBI, and this is a guy who says that the Capitol Police may have saved his life, and he trashes the commission, he trashes the select committee, and he's a guy who is not vaccinated. He is not vaccinated and trashes masks. What is he doing for Wisconsin? What is he doing for Wisconsin? I'm thinking more and more that he's not running again if he says this. He said in the past that he hasn't been particularly successful in 12 years. And he said, I won't run if I don't think I can win. And it's possible. And I don't think I can win. All of that is going to come back in TV clips against this guy. This is an embarrassment to Wisconsin. We're going back to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
So first of all, good morning, Matt. I agree with Mark in the sack that Ron Johnson has no concept of democracy. But I think today's the day that at least I am. I'm buying the beer. I'm happy. I listened to the testimony of those police captains from the assault on the Capitol. And one guy said it best. He said, you know, when there's a hit ordered on somebody, the hitman goes to jail, and the guy who paid for the hitman goes to jail. And he says, you can't stop until you complete that task. Well, you know what? He's feeding the Democrats what they need to hear and the Republicans, and it's making easy when the midterm's coming along. And if that's not enough, with the reversal on the masks, they're going to isolate themselves more and more in the public. Now, everybody, with the testimony of these cops, we're going to learn how this all went down. We're going to learn how it was viewed. And they need to go back to school, all these crazy Republicans, and understand the difference between tourism and terrorism. Thanks so much.
No, I think you should do messaging, political messaging. That's excellent. I do remember the one guy. He was terrific. He goes, when somebody gets murdered by a hitman, the hitman goes to jail. He said, and the guy that paid the hitman goes to jail. And that's what this commission, this select committee is set up to find out. Who paid the hitman? And the answer is Donald Trump. Donald Trump set out a save the date text before he was cut off, saying, come January 6th, there'll be a rally. Why January 6th? I mean, come on. Because that was the date that the ceremonial acceptance of the state certifications is taken by Congress. They're not supposed to do anything with it. They get up and say, you know, Madam Speaker, the 50 governors and secretaries of state have given their certifications. Thank you. And they were all the same. They showed that either Trump won or Biden won the states, and the aggregate is Biden won. And the idea was to gin up an insurrection. And Jim Jordan was part of it in the White House, and they want him on this committee. And Trump did it. Trump is the hitman. Going back to the lines, Pizza Box Mike, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Pizza Box Mike?
Well, I'm sure some people aren't aware that they actually had a session in Wisconsin's Capitol yesterday. And I think it's no coincidence that they decided to have this little hoax of a meeting of theirs, you know, like they always do, to distract people and so they can't watch what happened on January 6th. There's no way they didn't do that on purpose, right? And we really need to start letting these guys know it. I had a really good day at the Capitol yesterday. I'm thinking Mark Bourne might not want to be a committee guy after this. He's not built for it, and none of these guys are. We need to protest really hard in this state. And I'm going to organize people, and we're going to go to these people's homes, outside their homes, where we can legally protest, make them uncomfortable. Maybe some of these guys will step down.
Yep. Pizza Box Mike, that is very good stuff. And just for all the listeners, Pizza Box Mike is my fellow host. Pizza Box Mike has a show noon on Saturdays, Thinking Outside the Pizza Box. You hear some very, very, very good stuff. It's very well delivered, and it's very tough. It's very articulate. And it's you're going to hear things you're not going to hear on any other show. I want to say, Pizza Box Mike, thank you as always for calling in. And you're right. I mean, a lot of times they are, for the Republicans now, it's gamesmanship. Where they have rallies, where they don't have rallies, what votes they hold, what votes they don't hold, where they have press conferences. Do they try to deflect attention? Does Voss gin up a fake audit with Gabelman and three officers, and then other people in his party are trying to do some more things, and he goes back against them? This is, where's the democracy in all this? Well, let me tell you where the democracy is not in all this. There was a poll, and this is a chilling poll, apropos what Bill of Oconomowoc and Pizza Box Mike and Dick of Madison said, their recent calls. They took a poll. 32%, only 32% of Republicans think that voting is a fundamental right of citizens and should not be restricted. 67% said that voting is a privilege with responsibilities that can be limited. Among Democrats, 78% of Democrats think voting is a right. 21% think it's only a privilege. Now think about that, because this country is about split between Democrats and Republicans, roughly. There's slightly fewer more Democrats, but roughly. Only 32% of Republicans think voting is a fundamental right. 67% say it's a privilege. A privilege can be withdrawn and it can be tampered with. Of Dems, it's the other way around. 78% say voting is a right. 21% say it's a privilege. And this is a poll done by Pew, P-E-W. Very, very well-respected and experienced pollster with lots of people they call. And that, in a nutshell, for those of you who have questioned the dedication of the Republican Party to democracy, That is a chilling poll. When you have two-thirds, more than two-thirds, a little over two-thirds of Republicans saying that voting is only a privilege, not a right, and it can be taken away and it can be tampered with in a sense, that is very chilling. That isn't what George Washington said, and that isn't what Abraham Lincoln said, and that isn't what the people who fought the Revolutionary War said. So that is something, keep that in mind. A disturbing event at the Olympics in the judo competition. One of the competitors, a guy from Israel named Tohar, that was not his name. It was Tohar Boutboul. The competitors from Algeria and Sudan, two Islamic countries, wouldn't fight against him and withdrew. The guy from Algeria was suspended by the IOC. The guy from Sudan said that he had a last-minute shoulder injury and no one saw it happen, and he's under investigation. Let me tell you something. This business of Islamic countries trying to isolate Israel, it's not absolute. You know, under the Abraham Accords, the United Arab Emirates and Sudan and Morocco, and I think Bahrain, have all recognized Israel, and they're starting to exchange tourists. It's a wonderful thing. And embassies. That's got to be encouraged. But the word has to go out. The Olympics is about sportsmanship. And if you have countries that refuse to engage in a sport against another country for sectarian reasons, they've got to be barred from the Olympics the next time. And let's start with just that sport in judo. And if it keeps up, all sports. We're not going to put up with that. We're not going to be putting up with sectarian isolations. Our foreign policy throughout the world should be that every Islamic country join the Abraham Accords, recognize Israel's right to exist, and that will ensure peace in the Middle East, fairness for Palestinians, and in the long run, world peace. But we've got to be very tough about that. And this business of Algeria and Sudan pulling this stuff, it can't be tolerated. Those competitors and those countries in that sport have to be suspended. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.